Have you ever wondered why some businesses seem to grow effortlessly through word of mouth, while others struggle despite expensive marketing campaigns? John Jantz's The Referral Engine has become a modern marketing classic precisely because it answers this question with remarkable clarity. Since its publication in 2010, the book has influenced countless entrepreneurs, including Shark Tank's Daymond John, who credits its strategies for helping scale his businesses. What makes this book particularly fascinating is how it taps into neuroscience research showing humans are literally wired to make referrals. Our hypothalamus drives us to connect and share valuable information with others. In a business landscape increasingly dominated by distrust of traditional advertising, Jantz's systematic approach to generating authentic referrals has never been more relevant. We humans are physiologically wired to make referrals. It's not just a business strategy, but a fundamental aspect of our social nature. The hypothalamus, a region of our brain responsible for many social behaviors, actually regulates our drive to make referrals. This isn't just theoretical. It explains why we feel compelled to tell friends about a great restaurant or warn colleagues about a disappointing service experience. Making referrals serves multiple psychological needs. First, it's a form of survival and community building. We pass on what we know to build credit in our social circles. Think about how satisfying it feels to connect a friend with the perfect solution to their problem. That warm glow isn't just emotional, it's your brain rewarding you for strengthening social bonds. Referrals also build what sociologists call social currency. When you make helpful recommendations, you're essentially making deposits in relationship banks that you might draw from later. The most effective referrals come from a place of genuine helpfulness rather than calculated gain. However, referrals involve risk. When you recommend a business, you're putting your established trust on loan to that company. This explains why businesses must connect with customers on both logical, head, and emotional, heart, to generate consistent referrals. Most companies focus exclusively on logical elements, price, features, results, while neglecting the emotional rewards essential for creating passionate advocates. Consider this paradox. In a survey of small business owners, 63.4% reported that over half their business came from referrals, yet nearly 80% admitted having no system to generate them. This disconnect reveals the plight of what Jantz calls the accidental referral. Businesses that understand referrals' power but aren't doing anything systematically worth being talked about. As Seth Godin pointedly observed, if the marketplace isn't talking about you, there's a reason. The reason is that you're boring. Nobody talks about ordinary businesses delivering satisfactory results. To build a referral engine, you must discover or create something remarkable about your products or services that forces people to tell others about you. Not as a publicity stunt, but as an authentic expression of your business identity. Highly referred businesses consistently demonstrate specific qualities that make them naturally referable. While these traits may not come naturally to all organizations, they can be cultivated with intentional effort. Trust stands as the foundation of referability. When Janine Popick, CEO of Vertical Response, experienced server issues affecting a major client, she did something counterintuitive. She asked them to fire her company rather than risk poor performance. The client was so impressed by her honesty that they not only remained loyal, but became passionate referrers. Trust comes from keeping both tangible promises, on-time delivery, honoring guarantees, and intangible ones, authentic marketing, caring service. Your staff represents your second referability pillar. Employees typically treat customers the same way you treat them. Organizations generating high referral numbers consider referability when hiring and treat employees like prime target customers. Southwest Airlines exemplifies this with their unconventional hiring approach, including personal coat of arms questionnaires and group tasks that reveal attitudes and leadership qualities. Training reinforces referability culture. Sweet Riot, a chocolate company, devotes substantial time to teaching company mission, culture, and industry history during riotation before teaching operational tasks. Smart companies ensure every employee understands how to identify ideal customers and properly introduce the company story. Transparency about company finances characterizes staff-oriented businesses. New Belgium Brewing Company practices open book management, where employees know precisely what it costs to make a barrel of beer and how their department contributes. After 1 year, employees become owners, resulting in 97% retention rates. Zingerman's Deli in Ann Arbor demonstrates how ownership creates passionate referral generators. Rather than franchise nationally, founders created Zingerman's community of businesses, allowing employees to pitch new business ideas and become managing partners. This model has grown to nearly 500 people across 6 businesses, generating $36 million annually. A give-to-get mentality permeates referral-based businesses. Business coach Dixie Gillespie built her reputation by connecting people and helping her network, noting that your network is your safety net and your fishing net. Drawing from the go-giver philosophy, she embodies the law of value. Your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. Remarkably, widely referred businesses typically charge premium prices rather than competing on cost. When prospects are referred by trusted friends, price comparison becomes less important as risk is minimized. This premium positioning allows these companies to invest more in their people and processes, creating a virtuous cycle of excellence. Perhaps most importantly, referral-generating companies build strong systems to deliver consistent customer experiences. As businesses grow, successful habits must evolve into successful systems. The key is balancing structure with flexibility. Systems provide framework while still allowing staff to make customer-centric decisions. The internet has fundamentally changed how we shop, network, and learn, requiring marketers to adapt. Traditional marketing's 4 P's, product, price, place, promotion, now share importance with the customer-focused 4 C's, content, context, connection, and community. Content has become marketing's new currency as customers increasingly block traditional sales messages. Companies like HubSpot demonstrate this by offering free white papers, tools, and webinars that build trust and demonstrate expertise without sales pressure. This educational approach breaks down resistance and appears consistently in successful referral businesses across various industries. Context matters increasingly in our information-saturated world. Marketing success depends on presenting content within the context of prospects' lives. This means simplifying messages, creating elegantly focused products, narrowing target audiences, and condensing information into digestible formats. The popularity of blogs and microblogging platforms reflects this desire for valuable information delivered in concise, frequent bursts. Connection represents a fascinating paradox of the digital age. As we become more technologically connected, we increasingly crave genuine human interaction. John Naisbitt's 1982 concept of high-tech, high-touch warned that technological advances must be balanced with human connection. Remarkable businesses innovate by blending high-tech connections with high-touch engagements, allowing customers to connect when and how they prefer while still experiencing meaningful interaction. Community has evolved beyond geographic limitations to form around shared ideas and interests. In today's wired world, anyone can create communities to publish information and shape brand perception. Smart businesses create opportunities in both digital and physical realms, from hosting customer holiday parties to providing meeting spaces for local groups. The most powerful referral engines combine high-tech approaches with high-touch tactics. While online businesses excel at content and context, and offline businesses master connection and community, the converged business integrates all 4 C's. Technology becomes a tool to forge deeper personal relationships rather than creating barriers. Consider the Trunk Club, which uses video conferencing to eliminate the shopping experience men hate, or Carhartt's Tough Jobs blog that digitizes customer stories. Software company 37 Signals builds loyalty through simplicity and clarity despite being primarily web-based, while Biznic blends online networking with in-person events. This convergence builds trust, generates leads, creates buzz, shortens sales cycles, and cultivates referrals. Building a referral engine requires carefully blending your core talkable difference with a narrowly defined ideal customer. This goes beyond traditional target marketing. A highly referred business rethinks every process from this strategic perspective, ultimately shaping a culture of referral that creates remarkable experiences. The foundation must be a simple yet remarkable difference that serves as your chief competitive advantage. Something so special that people can't help talking about your business. Often these differences hide in unexpected places, not necessarily game-changing innovations, but new approaches to service, results, or serving a narrow audience. The difference must be original, real, compelling, and most importantly, easily explained by customers to their friends. The Cheeseboard Pizza Collective exemplifies this with their one pizza per day model. Each day, they create a single vegetarian pizza with seasonal ingredients. Customers don't choose toppings, they simply decide whether to buy that day's creation. This approach seems counterintuitive in an industry defined by endless options, but it creates remarkable efficiency, quality, and buzz. People literally line up around the block, and the restaurant sells out daily. Creating a talkable innovation requires meeting several criteria. The owner should be the customer, understanding the market from first-hand experience. The market should already understand the offering rather than requiring education about an unknown problem. Choose markets where people already spend money, as stealing market share in mature markets is often easier than creating new categories. Focus on innovations that simplify existing processes. When industry insiders say nobody does that, you're on to something remarkable. When Leroy Shadow's century-old Missouri farm became unsustainable in the traditional dairy model, he broke convention by creating his own brand. Shadow Milk now thrives by producing milk from hormone-free, grass-fed cows, bottling it in recyclable glass, and delivering it from cow to store in just 12 hours. Practices the industry said nobody does. Once you've found your innovative difference, you must capture and communicate it simply. If your organization's name can convey this difference, you've succeeded brilliantly. Names like Constant Contact and Geek Squad evoke differentiation without explanation. Not everyone with money is an ideal customer. Your business should focus on those you can provide the greatest results for, as working with non-ideal clients leads to negative buzz. Create detailed profiles of your ideal customers using photos and stories of real customers. Look at characteristics of your most profitable customers who refer business to you. People don't talk about boring companies. Most talked about businesses rely on a compelling story that reveals what they stand for or how they're different. TerraCycle's Tourney, from worm poop fertilizer bottled in recycled soda bottles to a multi-million dollar upcycling business, illustrates how a great story creates buzz and connection. Stories transport people emotionally while conveying practical aspects of your business. The most widely referred businesses use seven words as their secret sauce. This is how we do it here. T-I-H-D-I-H. These words free businesses to deliver excellent by sticking to proven processes rather than bending to every customer demand. By establishing clear processes for selling, delivery, and customer service, businesses can filter for ideal customers, ensure consistent experiences, and often command higher prices. Education-based marketing represents a fundamental shift from finding customers to being found through valuable content that positions you as an expert. Traditional lead generation tactics are losing appeal as they're expensive and less effective. An educated customer becomes a better customer, making selling easier and work more enjoyable. Widely referred businesses develop tools that promote their unique point of view or process. This technology could be a signature approach, discovery audit, product advancement, or proprietary system that demonstrates your difference. Creating a simple, communicable strategy gives you credibility as an expert and opens channels to spread your message. The Point of View white paper serves as your primary educational tool for prospects, partners, and collaborators. This document should align with your strategy of difference while providing genuine value. It needs an attention-grabbing title, customer stories, relevant data, and a gentle call to action. This becomes a business generator with a long shelf life that referral sources can easily share. Content addressing executive-level concerns bypasses purchasing gatekeepers. By creating materials focused on every level of a prospect's buying chain, you gain control over the sales process. Educational content minimizes selling by drawing leads to you and allowing them to sell themselves. Referrals happen naturally when someone expresses a problem that another person has recently solved. To facilitate referrals, develop a list of trigger phrases that signal when prospects need your solution. Create this list by brainstorming with staff or interviewing customers, then share it with referral sources so they can easily identify referral opportunities. Today's smart advertiser uses advertising less for direct sales and more for creating awareness of educational, trust-building content. The most effective ads engage viewers with offers of valuable content from trusted resources, allowing prospects to sell themselves on your solution. Speaking engagements efficiently build exposure, trust, and expert status, making your business easier to refer. Transform your signature technology and white papers into educational presentations delivered live or via web conference. Focus on teaching valuable skills rather than delivering sales pitches, even if showing potential customers how to do what you do themselves. To manage the overwhelming demand for content creation while running a business, the key is repurposing existing content in multiple formats. Record online demos for your website. Convert FAQs into audio formats and blog posts. Combine blog posts into articles or presentations. Create white papers from blog discussions. Upload presentations to YouTube and SlideShare. Conduct and publish expert interviews. Feed everything into newsletters. Break down existing content into smaller formats and pitch case studies to journalists. The fastest path to referral momentum comes through systematically moving customers through the lifestyle of know, like, trust, try, buy, repeat, and refer. The health of most businesses can be measured by how many clients refer others. If you're not receiving many referrals, something needs fixing. Begin the referral conversation before someone becomes a customer by setting the expectation during sales presentations. Tell prospects they'll be so thrilled they'll want to tell others about your business. This accomplishes two things. You commit to checking their satisfaction, and you plant the seed that they'll want to recommend you. The true lifetime value of a customer extends beyond their direct purchases to include all the business they refer. Even single transaction customers can generate substantial referrals for years. Ford's Fiesta Movement campaign exemplifies this approach, generating interest from 50,000 potential customers by placing cars with 100 social media influencers who created content that received over 4 million YouTube views. Businesses must be frictionless in every customer interaction. This means being easy to communicate with through multiple channels, easy to understand with consistent messaging, easy to listen to with well-developed presentations, easy to network with through strategic relationships, easy to trust by keeping promises, easy to buy from with smooth transitions, easy to work with through engaging experiences, and easy to refer with proper tools. Following JetBlue's example after their 2007 crisis, businesses should create a customer bill of rights that sets clear expectations about what customers can expect from your organization. This tool orients customers properly while reinforcing your marketing messages. Surprising customers with unexpected extras creates memorable experiences that drive referrals. The key is understanding their expectations first, then systematically exceeding them without advertising it. Examples include giving tax clients record-keeping systems, sending physical books with ebook purchases, adding free blog setup with website design, cleaning windows during kitchen remodels, or changing smoke detector batteries when installing ceiling fans. The customer success quotient, the value you deliver divided by the price you charge, is perhaps the most important marketing metric. When positive, this quotient helps customers understand the value they're receiving, focuses staff on results, creates compelling marketing stories, justifies higher prices, and creates natural opportunities for referral requests. A small number of customer champions typically generate a disproportionate amount of referrals. These natural referrers aren't motivated by tangible rewards, but through appreciation and participation. Honor them with personal gifts and notes. Include them in brainstorming sessions. Host exclusive gatherings. Introduce them to partners. Invite them to special events. Seek their opinions. Feature them in marketing. Let them test new offerings. And provide complimentary services. The customer success quotient, the value you deliver divided by the price you charge, is perhaps the most important marketing metric. When positive, this quotient helps customers understand the value they're receiving, focuses staff on results, creates compelling marketing stories, justifies higher prices, and creates natural opportunities for referral requests. A small number of customer champions typically generate a disproportionate amount of referrals. These natural referrers aren't motivated by tangible rewards, but through appreciation and participation. Honor them with personal gifts and notes. Include them in brainstorming sessions. Host exclusive gatherings. Introduce them to partners. Invite them to special events. Seek their opinions. Feature them in marketing. Let them test new offerings. And provide complimentary services. While marketers often focus referral energy on direct customers, strategic partners who share your ideal customer description can provide even greater referral opportunities. These partners may have access to hundreds of potential clients compared to a customer's handful, and they're often more motivated to promote your business as it adds value to their own customer relationships. When building a referral network, adopt your customer's perspective by asking, "Would I feel 100% confident referring my best customer to this business?" This ensures you add partners based on customer value, not just potential gain. Becoming a resource for all customer needs, even those unrelated to your services, positions you as a valuable go-to provider. Begin with businesses you already know and trust, including those you use personally or have collaborated with previously. Add respected businesses based on market reputation, even without existing relationships. Round out your lists by asking current partners, vendors, staff, and customers for their best-of-class recommendations. Don't overlook potential competitors. As one consultant discovered, partnering with a competitor on joint bids dramatically improved their success rate when competing for large contracts. After creating your prospect lists, develop an introduction process centered on informing potential partners that you have customers who may need their products or services and would like to know more about how to best introduce them. Send introduction letters and include a simple 4-question survey asking 1. How to spot their ideal customer, 2. How to describe their unique benefits, 3. What triggers indicate a referral opportunity, and 4. Their process after receiving referrals. Once relationships are established, help partners understand mutual benefits through natural, unforced introductions. Educational content becomes powerful here, offering ready-made partnering methods. Offer to let partners distribute your valuable marketing content with their own branding added. This provides an effortless way for partners to introduce you to their entire customer database while delivering value to their clients. Develop educational presentations that provide genuine value while showcasing your expertise. Offer these workshops to partners as value-added services for their customers. You can also create combined workshops with multiple partners presenting complementary information, with each responsible for inviting their customers, creating powerful cross-referral opportunities. Use technology to quickly create multimedia content with partners by conducting and recording interviews about solutions to common customer problems. This approach serves as both a relationship initiator and a way to introduce partners to your customers while strengthening your position in their network. partners can market each other passively or actively through creative arrangements. For example, an electrical contractor developed relationships with plumbing and HVAC companies where each distributed the other's marketing materials and coupons during service calls. The most buzz-generating partnerships often come from unexpected combinations, like a coffee shop partnering with a fishing guide to offer free casting lessons. To generate more referrals from strategic partners, teach them how to generate more referrals for themselves. Beyond educating them about your business basics, proactively teach them the tools and ideas for creating larger networks, developing co-branded content, and building blog networks. Your teaching efforts will yield benefits while cementing a referral culture. The journey of building a widely referred business comes full circle with the art of properly receiving referrals. The key to asking for referrals is framing it as a benefit to the client, not yourself. Consider how referring your business makes your client's life better. You're not asking clients for help, you're offering to help them get more of what they want by using your expertise to make them look good and enhance their status. Prime opportunities to request referrals include when a customer calls your product incredible, sends an unsolicited testimonial, has already referred someone, admits you've saved them, when a partner mentions joining an association, or upon project completion. The only time to avoid asking is while making a referral yourself, which could muddy your motivations. When someone refers a prospect to you, immediately ask the referral source why they did so. Their answer may reveal what customers truly value about your business, which might differ from your assumptions. One remodeling contractor discovered clients most appreciated their crews cleaning up job sites nightly, not just their craftsmanship. These insights can refine your core marketing message. When giving referrals, focus on getting the referred lead what they need rather than making a sale. Stay involved in the process to ensure value for everyone. Make personal introductions and follow up to verify results. Taking time to find the right value for every referred lead, even those not right for you, creates momentum and often leads to future referrals from grateful recipients. Engage your entire staff in the referral process by having them help fill experience gaps, make daily referrals to strategic partners, collect customer testimonials when opportunities arise, and earn referral bonuses. Extend the referral mindset beyond customers to include potential employees, partners, and service providers. Referred leads require careful nurturing through consistent follow-up. Technology tools can systematically convert referred leads into customers. Batchbook for social media monitoring, Act for automated follow-up campaigns, Infusionsoft for list management, SwiftPage for email tracking, Aweber for autoresponders, SendPepper for combining email and direct mail, web conferencing tools for demos, and handwritten notes as the ultimate high-touch follow-up. Referred leads are special and deserve exceptional follow-up. While they may trust you without knowing or liking you because of their relationship with your referral source, you still need to educate them about your expertise and demonstrate your process. Always acknowledge they were referred by name and offer something unique to recognize their special status. Referral sources need to know you respect their trust and won't break it through aggressive selling or poor service. Communicate your marketing process so they understand exactly what happens when they refer someone. Most importantly, express genuine appreciation for every referral, regardless of outcome. Keep referral sources in the loop about the progress of their referrals. Simple emails updating them when someone decides to join or even chooses a competitor can be effective. When possible, sharing specific positive outcomes achieved reinforces the value of their referrals. Public acknowledgement of referral sources can also be powerfully motivating, demonstrating your organization's referral worthiness while providing tangible examples of referral partners. The referral engine isn't just about implementing isolated tactics. It's about fundamentally transforming how you approach business. When you commit to making every customer experience so remarkable that customers voluntarily refer others, everything must tighten up. This pursuit of excellence improves your products, service, follow-up, delivery, staff, ideas, innovation, marketing, and overall operations. the most successful referral programs combine multiple approaches targeted at different market segments. Omaha Steaks Direct Network Gift Certificate Program gives customers shareable gifts while incentivizing them with rewards when referrals become customers. Vertical Response creates valuable educational content for partners to brand and share with their customers. These examples demonstrate how employing multiple referral programs builds a culture of referral. Small businesses often underestimate how customer-involved promotions can generate buzz. Jobbing.com offers employees $500 monthly in free gas for wrapping their cars with company advertisements, a modern twist on endorsement tactics. The key is offering incentives that make people talk, preferably related to your products and services, to continue the relationship. Constant Contact's Cares for Kids program allows customers to nominate children-focused nonprofits to receive free accounts. This approach builds community support while letting customers be the bearers of gifts, which happen to be the company's product. Finding ways to help customers do good while spreading the word about your product creates a winning strategy for everyone involved. Scott Hensley of Affordable Concrete Cutting implemented what he calls a passive referral plan that increased referrals 100-fold. When Yellow Pages customers contact him, he metaphorically brands them through consistent communication. After completing jobs, his workers provide customers with business cards and ask them to spread the word. He follows up with handwritten thank you notes on invoices, separate thank you cards encouraging referrals, and gift packs containing branded items and business cards. A referral strategy isn't just another marketing tactic. It's a comprehensive business strategy that infuses every department while satisfying both logical and emotional needs of every customer. By understanding that humans are wired to make referrals, creating a culture of referability, mastering the 4 C's of modern marketing, developing an authentic referral strategy, using content as your marketing engine, building strong customer and partner networks, and properly receiving referrals, you can transform your business into a powerful referral engine that grows organically through word of mouth. The ultimate measure of success? When your business becomes so remarkable that customers voluntarily refer others without being asked, not because they're incentivized, but because they genuinely believe others would benefit from what you offer. That's when you know your referral engine is firing on all cylinders.